Finally, this hour, we're going to listen to a diverse repertoire of music. The group Eliyahu and the Kadim Ensemble performs ancient songs with lyrics in Arabic, Hebrew, Armenian, and Turkish. Here's our reviewer, Banning Air.
The first thing to say about this set of diverse offerings from the Kadim Ensemble is that they are beautifully presented. The players bring superb musicianship and palpable enthusiasm to each performance. That's the voice of Rachel Valfair. She does most of the singing on this recording, and even when she's backed by a chorus of other vocalists, they rarely resort to harmony. Unison singing is a common thread that runs through many of these regional styles. Here's the technique used on a Yemenite Jewish song from the 17th century. This might be over 3 centuries old, but that's not a bad pop hook. The Kadim Ensemble chooses repertoire wisely. The pieces are varied, tuneful, and short enough not to tax the attention span. Eliyahu Sills has studied and performed jazz, Indian classical, Arabic, and Turkish music, all of which encourage extended instrumental improvisation. But when Sills takes a solo, usually on the end-blown wooden flute, the ney, he is admirably succinct. Sills' ney flute, along with Valfair's succulent vocals, are the stars on this recording. The ney has been called the most human of Arabic and Turkish instruments, a reflection of the very soul. Whether the music comes from Sufi trance ritual, or as in this next sample, a romantic Armenian lament, voice and ney create a sense of human communication with the divine. Master musicians devote their lives to perfecting the classical and religious traditions the Kadim Ensemble dip into on Eastern Wind. That very American impulse to nudge disparate elements onto common ground inevitably risks offending purists. For the rest of us, the Kadim Ensemble make little understood worlds of music accessible and pleasing without in any way trivializing them, and it's hard to find fault with that.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed the album Eastern Wind by Eliyahu and the Kadim Ensemble.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.